And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie
Gobert. This is Melanie Gobert, your host for today's episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. Joining me today is Kasia Truszkowska from Oxford Academy of English in Oxford in the UK. Welcome, Katya. Kasia.
Welcome, Melanie. Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
Kasia's topic is using reconstruction tasks in teaching writing. Can you describe what you mean by this?
Exactly. Thank you for this question, Melanie. So reconstruction tasks is nothing new, in fact, in the methodology of teaching English. And it's been used, for example, by myself in teaching writing reconstruction tasks. So as the name suggests, you reconstruct a task. So in a classroom, what happens with this approach to teaching is that you give students a type of text. It can be spoken or written. And students, after some activities, have to reconstruct the tasks first themselves. And then as a group, they compare their tasks with the original. And that takes them to noticing the gap between their knowledge and the target language that they were aimed to obtain simply. So that's in short what reconstruction tasks are. So as the name suggests, you reconstruct a task simply. Right.
Okay. Can you tell me why is it important to teach writing?
All right. So in higher education, so the context I'm in is higher education in the UK, and our system is based on writing and research skills. And we can see a lot of students coming from abroad, international students. And what we see is that they often lack those writing and research skills. And writing is not always the first skill in English that they would like to perhaps improve. From what I can tell, a lot of learners of English, they want to speak fluently in English, but writing comes with a lot of effort to them. And I believe it's because they're not perhaps exposed to writing in their education. And then when they come to the UK, for example, they see this gap in what they can produce and what is expected from them. And reconstruction tasks, I believe, can be an interesting way of showing them that they can learn how to write in English and that it doesn't have to be a daunting task. That's how I see using reconstruction tasks in teaching writing.
How long of a task or how long of a text would you expect students to be able to recreate?
All right, so I wouldn't say it would be a long task. So for example, it can be two complex sentences, for example, because when you show them, let's say, it can be a caption from the newspaper, let's say, to make it more interesting. So that would be one or two long sentences, complex sentences. And then what you can do, for example, you of course open the schemata with some questions, photographs, then you show them the caption, let's say, and then they've got to write, let's say, 10 short, simple sentences. Then you would cover the original text, and then what happens is that they reconstruct the original sentences from the 10 simple sentences they've written previously. And I don't think they should be long texts because those even short captions will already show them enough about what they can do, how they, for example, can link ideas within a sentence and then how they link sentences within a paragraph. So I can imagine, again, I would say it depends on the aim of the lesson. If you want to teach your students transition words or if you want to teach your students citations, So I think it's always the teacher who understands the needs of their learners, their students, and they can adjust the text and decide what they want to focus on through reconstruction tasks.
Okay, so why is it writing a difficult skill for both teachers and students?
Right, so I believe that we teachers, we always feel that we've got very little time and we are under pressure that we've got the curriculum to follow. And let's say today we are looking at paraphrasing skills, tomorrow citations. And sometimes in my experience, I see that teachers or lecturers, they might not have enough time to go in depth with what they perhaps would like to teach their students. So they feel perhaps under pressure, not having enough time to focus on perhaps giving personalized feedback. That's what I can see is happening, that students are not getting enough attention. So I would say on the one hand, teachers would like to spend more time on practicing writing, but then being constrained, they've got to perhaps move on to the next skill. And students, I believe that many of them, but they would want to speak more fluently, be more confident when speaking to other peers or during conferences or when giving presentations. And then they sometimes see very little value in how they will use writing in their career or in their promotion, let's say, in their jobs. So I think, yes, perhaps that's where the problem is, not really understanding how important writing can be in their professional lives. And perhaps, yes, I would say. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what are some of the challenges of teaching writing in the context of higher education?
All right. So what's really interesting is that when we get international students, we see that their education background is often different from the education system, let's say in the UK or for example in the USA. And academic writing for university purposes or academic purposes, as we call it, requires strong research skills. So I would say many challenges are around finding appropriate information, being able to decide which information, even though if it's, for example, a journal article, but as we know, not each journal article is credible enough to use it in your writing. So this ability to evaluate sources, and I would say, for example, synthesizing sources is not easy either. So for many students, what they do, they would list what they've read, but not necessarily they are able to integrate this information into some coherent piece of writing. And in the end, it's very difficult for them to arrive at their own original conclusion of the sources they evaluated. So writing at university goes beyond, in fact, just writing, let's say, an introduction, a couple of main body paragraphs, and some conclusions. So I think it needs higher thinking skills. And that's got to be taught in schools and perhaps on university preparation programs as well.
Okay, and one last question. What do you think is going to be the impact of AI on writing?
All right, that's a very good question. And if I can start, so for example, that was last Tuesday when Turnitin introduced the AI, the detector score. And that's really interesting because I think the issue of plagiarism has always been there in higher education, in research papers. And now with a lot of fuss, I would say, about ChatGPT, we're thinking how to prevent plagiarism and so on. So I think we've got tools, and I've read about a few reports. So I see that some students are in fact having this AI score rather high. So I can see that this this AI detector is working, is picking up on ChatGPT, ChatGPT written text, let's say. So I think challenges are similar to what we've had before, because before students could buy an essay if they really wanted. Now I guess it's becoming more difficult for teachers to evaluate if that was written by a human or not. But we can see that there is some technology which in fact can detect to what extent it was produced by a student, by a human being, and to what extent it was produced by a computer, a machine. So I believe there is a lot of hope still that we will be producing researchers who will simply contribute to research and knowledge we have about the world and so on. So I'm still very much positive, in fact. Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, Kasia, for joining us today on this episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. This has been your host, Melanie Gobert.
Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media, and try a new teaching tip today.